we as believers got to be busy because some people, some children are born into a dysfunctional family. Some children that got on the back of a car seat and that man didn't even think about being a wife to that girl he was on. He wasn't, he didn't have it in his mind. And when the child got here, some of them had never seen their daddy. Come on. You know, and I ain't going to ask nobody to raise a hand. And here this girl got a baby and don't really know what to do with it because she ain't been taught. All she seen out of her mama was stuff like that. So what are we going to do with these children? They don't know anything about God. They don't know anything about any Bible principle. They don't know anything about righteous living. They don't know anything about that. That's where we come in when we get people born again. Why are people poor? Because they don't know the truth. Why are some people rich? Some of them are rich because they're greedy. They see an opportunity to take advantage of your ignorance. But if you want to be well off, you want to be successful, you don't have to be taught, you don't have to be trained, you have to become responsible, you're going to have to know how to take responsibility, you don't have to be diligent about what you're doing. You can't sit around and think the welfare is going to make you rich. Many of you should have discovered that by now. So this is where we teach. And that's where the church has failed in some areas. If you get resources or money in your hand, you got to be taught how to handle that money. You can't just spend money any kind of way and think you're going to keep it or be able to succeed because money has to be managed. Your health has to be managed. Your marriage has to be managed. Come on. This church has to be managed. If we just do anything, these lights will stop getting paid for. Come on. Your personal life, if you don't manage it, you're going to see stuff going on and it's going to have control of you. Hello? But here's where we are. Glory to God. Here's where we are. It's time for the church. I said the church. You know what the church? That's us, the body of Christ. I'm not talking about this congregation. We're just a portion, the church. I don't care what state you're in. I don't care what nation you're in or country. You born again, you are the church. And we need to know there's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. We need to know there's only one God, one Jesus, and one Holy Ghost. We need to know there's only one Holy Scripture written. Many translations. Come on. Many translations. That's why we got the Holy Spirit, so we can find out those statements that's put in there that's not right. We don't suck them in. We study and the Holy Spirit can talk to us. Because this translation, as good as it is, thank God for it, has in it that leads you to think wrong about God. Because it says all through this Old Testament, God did this and God did that to him. No, he permitted it. God don't go around putting evil on folk, but he'll bring judgment on situation. You saw, didn't he bring judgment on Solomon and Gomorrah? It wasn't no question who did that. Huh? But if you don't know that, you'll thank God putting sickness on you. You think God is mad. How can God be good and evil at the same time? That doesn't compute with me. God is a good God. But he has order. He has instruction. He has guidelines. And he'll put you in a place, and this is what have the church have been hoodwinked. He'll put you in a position on this earth. He said, you rule. Now you tell him, you down and saying, Lord, you come on and do this. You go over yonder in the hospital, Lord. My Aunt Susie needs you over there. And you go over yonder, Lord, and behind the prison bars, my cousin. And we just get all shook up. Yeah! Ain't none of that statement true. You need to get over yonder. You trying to order him, and he told you to go. And we wonder why nothing happened, because you didn't do anything. See, we thinking, Lord, come by here, Lord. We want the Lord to come by. No, he ain't coming by. He live in you. And then said real bold, I'll never leave you. But you try to get him to come by. How is he going to come by when he living in you right now? See, we need to do something about this situation. And we ain't going to have this in our city. We're not going to have this in our town. We're not going to put up with this. And see, we think we can get some guns and straighten them out. No, the guns have their play, but they won't straighten this out. Guns and stuff like that, you know, has its play, but it's not going to work in this. They're going to take the power of God, the love of Jesus, the word of God. Amen. Amen. And God get accused, and I'm have to decline today. I don't know if I like that word. I'm going to have to cut off. I don't like that word, decline. That means I'm bagging. I'm going to stop. I'm just going to stop.